الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, in this hadith sharif that I have read to you, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once approached his beloved companion Sayyidina ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and he gave him some sincere advice about how to live his life in this world, what kind of attitude he should have to this life, what his behavior should be like when he lives here in comparison to the hereafter. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him encouragement to look towards the akhirat rather than this world. And the words that he used, inshallah, I will read to you very soon. But before I do so, it is important to note that time and time again, when we talk about dunya and akhirah, the world and hereafter, and when we talk about this in the context of our religion, we begin, sometimes we may be misunderstand and think that Islam says that it's, you either have the dunya or the akhirah, that you cannot have both, that if you want the akhirah then you have to completely sacrifice the dunya, and if you want the dunya then you have to completely sacrifice the akhirah. Clearly Islam teaches Muslims to not to overindulge in this world, and to remember that the akhirah is better for all people. Yet at the same time, it does not tell people to completely ignore this world. Islam is a very practical religion and teaches us that you will have to live through this world, and to live through this world you will have to work, you will have to systemize yourself, you will have to have a family life, perhaps things that will take you away from your religious duties. That is why we see that of all mankind, the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was quite clearly the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before Risala and after Risala, he used to perform business with others as well. He still made money individually. He was the most perfect of all creations, the most God-fearing of all. Yet at the same time, he had a family. He had wife and children to look after. But this itself shows that although clearly out of the two, preference and importance is given mostly to the akhirah, this is not to say that our religion teaches us to completely seclude ourselves from society, completely separate ourselves from our own worldly duties, the duties to our family, the duties to those around us. The actual hadith then, if Sayyidina Ibn Umar was told by the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw aabiru sabil, that Sayyidina Ibn Umar was told that in this world be like you are a stranger, ka annaka gharibun. And a second example that the Prophet gave to his companion was aw aabiru sabil, or a traveler. So the Prophet encouraged his companions and his Muslims to treat this world as if you were a stranger in it, or as if you were a traveler in it. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give these two examples? Because you will know that a stranger by nature, when he looks at his surroundings, he is unhappy with it. He does not feel comfortable there. And he longs and he tries to do whatever he can to go back to his normal atmosphere and surroundings. He wants to get home as soon as possible. So in exactly the same way, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if you treat this world as if you are a stranger in it, then you will not attach yourself so much to it. You will yearn and you will desire to return home as quickly as possible. And for humanity and for man, his home is Jannah. It is paradise. That is where our forefather Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created. And the second example he gave is either that or be like a traveler. And the reason why the Prophet gave the example of a traveler It's because a traveller is very careful about what he carries during his journey. He is very careful about the provisions that he has. And he is very clear about what his destination is, and he has an idea, he has a map or some kind of navigation system that he knows how to get to that place. He has a goal, he has an objective, and he has the provisions to get him there. And he's very narrow-minded about how to get there. In exactly the same way, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you treat this world as a traveller, then you will be very wary about the provisions that you carry. You will only carry those things which will give you benefit in this journey. You will be very narrow-minded about where exactly you want to go. You will have your objective in question, and you will do whatever you can to get there as soon as possible. And that is why the Prophet gave examples such as these, that think to yourself what is important in your life. Think to yourself what provisions will give you benefit in the hereafter. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. That when it comes to what is going to benefit you, those things which are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning your a'mal, they are going to give you benefit. But when you leave this world, all the material that you have gathered, it will perish and it will not be taken with you. In this hadith, and Sayyidina Ibn Umar, that is the actual words of the hadith itself, meaning the words of the beloved messenger. In the same hadith that Imam Nawawi records, Sayyidina Ibn Umar, he almost adds his own commentary to it. And what he does, he makes comments which are related to the message that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. And so these are the words of Sayyidina Ibn Umar. And he says, إِذَا أَمْ سَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَزِرِ السَّبَاهِ. That when night comes, then don't wait until the morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَزِرِ الْمَسَاهِ. And when you experience morning, then do not wait until the evening. What this is all reminding us of is that no one can guarantee when they sleep that they will be awake in the morning. And likewise, when we wake in the morning, no one can guarantee that they will be still alive in the evening. And so on that basis, we should always be aware of how important our time is, how important our limited existence here is in this world. And then Sayyidina Ibn Umar, he expanded on that point when he said, وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِمَرْضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. And take from your health that which is for your illness. That in the time when you are not ill, in a time when you are healthy, then do those things which will give benefit to you when one day you will be ill, when you will be limited in terms of your movement. What the Prophet here is trying to say, what Sayyidina Ibn Umar is trying to say here, is that try to appreciate the circumstances around you. Sometimes you will have more money than in other times. Sometimes you will be more active than in other times. And here Sayyidina Ibn Umar is reminding us that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us youth, when He has given us the ability to move, when He has given us money, then we should utilize that money and do whatever we can to try to improve ourselves, because there will be a time when perhaps we will not have money, we will not have good health, that we will not have the opportunity. Many times that we will see at this time of year especially, that people talk about and make plans to go to the pilgrimage, to go on plans to the Hajj. And each and every year something comes up and they say, we'll delay it until next year. Next year inshallah we'll definitely do it. Next year we will definitely do it. And then person realizes that as the years progress, that he is getting more and more busy. And as time goes on, he's becoming more and more weak. And his activeness is not the same as previous years. So what Sayyidina Ibn Umar is trying to encourage us to do in this hadith is that look at now what kind of circumstances you are living in and use that to your benefit, because there will be a time when perhaps your health, your wealth will not be of great benefit to you. And likewise, وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. That take from your life that which is for your death. Do something in this life which will benefit you after your death. And this can also mean that create means of sadaqa jariyah for you. That those things which will benefit you directly after you have passed away. Like for instance, that some people, they set up or they pay for wells, or they pay for madrasas or in education, or they set up some kind of school or hospital for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These kind of things benefit a person long after he has passed away. That people will, not only will people do dua for this person and thank him for setting up such an institution, such a well, such a school, or even if it means just giving books to a university, for instance, or to a Darul Uloom. Not only that, but every time a person uses that provision, then he will be getting the reward for it. And so we should think out to ourselves as well that we are always talking about how to invest our money, how to ensure that our children receive a good share of our fortunes. In the same way, we should think about the best way to invest our a'mal. Think about to do those things which will benefit us long after we have left this world. Those things which will ensure that our a'mal increase, and that on the day of judgment our a'mal will be more, our good a'mal will be more than our bad a'mal. So the Prophet and Sayyidina Ibn Umar in this hadith, this is asking us to reflect on our attitude. Remember that the time we have here is limited, and to take full advantage of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon the words of the beloved messenger and his dear companion. Ameen wa ma'alayna illa al-balaghul mubeen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi. Allahumma Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta al-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta al-tawwabur rahim. Rabbana atina fi al-dunya hasanatan wa fi al-akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab al-nar. Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salati wa min zurriyati Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Rabbana qfirli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi wa nuri arshihi محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.